Welcome to Lead for a Change, a brief weekly sound clip for progressive public leaders. A quick lesson, a shot of energy and reflection for all of us working hard to make change happen. Just a minute or two together because your time is valuable and your leadership is essential. Your host, Dr. Hank Rubin, best-selling author of Collaborative Leadership, award-winning speaker, coach, and founder of the Institute for Collaborative Leadership. With decades of experience as an executive director, superintendent, commissioner, and more. Here's Hank.
Welcome back to Lead for a Change. I want to talk about questions again, because one, I promised you I would, and two, understanding why questions are so important is fundamental to our effectiveness as leaders, every one of us. So I titled this episode, It's the Question, Stupid, not just for the shock value, although not bad, eh? But because there are three essential questions I want to get you thinking about and keep you thinking about throughout your leadership career. They're the three questions that have to be asked and have to be answered at the beginning and at intermittent reassessment checkpoints in any change effort you're aiming to lead. The first question, of course, is why? Why are we doing this? What is the change you want to see happen? What is your North Star, the point on the horizon towards which you and those you will lead will be striving? Then we'll ask who. Who has a stake, a role, an interest in this change? These are the experts, the decision makers, and the stakeholders, broadly defined, who are essential for authentically understanding, designing, and ultimately implementing your desired change. Let me repeat those categories of people, because a failure to include all three of these categories will either doom the prospects of your initiative or sacrifice elements of its authenticity. Those categories are 1, experts, 2, decision makers, and 3, stakeholders. Stakeholders including individuals with relevant lived experience. We're going to come back to stakeholders again in a future podcast. Stay tuned. And our third question is how? How do we bring these essential players together to explore, plan, launch, and sustain the ongoing attention that's necessary to ensure this change process results in actual change? And there is a fourth question, when? The time frame towards which you direct your gaze and your energies will bear heavily on the outcomes you hope to achieve. You can't just focus on a past understanding of the problems and circumstances you aim to tackle. Your data exists in the past. Your solution exists in the future. Let me say that again. Your data exists in the past. Your solution exists in the future. And of course, we lead towards that future. This is big, and we're going to come back to this as well. Many of us take on leadership in order to fix an historic problem, but the problem doesn't exist in history. It exists in the present, and its solution will happen in the future. History will teach us how we got here. But it's our experts and decision makers and stakeholders who will tell us where we need or want to go. These are the people who will paint the picture of a desired future, a future you and your community can achieve by working alongside others whose visions align with or overlap your own. We build and lead our collaborations in order to achieve those visions. Thanks again for joining me. I'm ever so grateful every week we get together for the seat that you give me on your shoulder. Please share these podcasts with a friend and come back for more. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to Lead for a Change, here to help you lead better. Let us know if you've got a question or topic you'd like us to tackle. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For more information on Hank Rubin or to contact him directly, visit collaborative-leaders.org. We'll be looking for you next week. Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.